Proclamation number 8834 of 28th of July, 1964. On the question of the incarnation of God in Jesus. How often have you already been informed of my human manifestation in Jesus? And yet, this thought is not accepted by you, for you are unable to grasp the close bond between a human being and me. You do not believe it possible that God, whom you believe to be immeasurably distant, can unite with a human being in order to put on his spiritual garment and eternally remain in this form for you. That is why you also have to take note of the process of the deification of a man. Only then you will approach this thought, and only then you believe both in the man Jesus, who came to earth for the purpose of a mission, as also in my becoming man in him. Again and again I dress men and seek to supply them with the understanding for it, who certainly do not want to deny Jesus historically, but who have no knowledge about his mission, but for which I can give them no proof. This is a matter of faith, and that is why it is difficult to submit to you the motives of his mission, because you also want to know nothing about it, that you once became sinful and that this sin was cause of his coming to this earth. But your own imperfection as man would have to be proof for you, because I have put nothing imperfect out of me, but you feel as creature of a power, as soon as you think about your state at all. And when you imagine your own inadequacy as a result of a sin, then you will also understand why Jesus descended to earth, to bring you deliverance. And this was his actual mission, and that it, which, now, however, also entailed full deification, which will be just as incomprehensible to you if the knowledge about it is not also conveyed to you. For it is the meaning and purpose of your earth life that you likewise strive for deification on earth, and can also do it through the blessings of the work of redemption, which the man Jesus had acquired for you on the cross. And you can never achieve deification on earth without Jesus Christ's act of salvation. For you must know one thing, that love in the man Jesus accomplished this work, but that love is me myself, that it is my fundamental substance, and that this love completely filled the man Jesus, so that I myself therefore took your sins upon myself and walked the path to the cross. Only made use of a human shell which was capable of suffering, and thus atoned for people's sins through excessive suffering and dying on the cross. Again and again I try to make this problem understandable to you men, but again and again only those will grasp it who carry the desire for pure truth in themselves, but not those who are so rooted in the world that it is indifferent to them to know what is the occasion of their embodiment and what task underlies their being on earth. Because these are completely in the power of my opponent, and they also do not break away from it. And so the circle of those who want to become knowing will become smaller and smaller, because men of the world predominates and want to know neither about Jesus Christ and his work of redemption nor about my becoming man in him, because the darkness of the spirit envelops them, and in it they will also leave their life and enter the kingdom on the other side. But to all those who desire enlightenment, who do not quite agree with this problem of my becoming man in Jesus, to them I will reveal myself again and again and seek to solve this problem for them, because even if they cannot grasp it, it will suddenly come to their remembrance, and they will enter the kingdom on the other side with a small light when the day of departure from this earth has come. Amen.